Okay, we got a message from a listener. You know what? I don't know if it's male or female, oddly enough.
Okay.
Anonymous. It says, I have a crush on my roommate. Should I go for it, or is that a dumb idea?
Well, do you want to look for a new home? I mean, that's what you have to weigh out, right?
I wouldn't be surprised if more roommates hooked up during the pandemic.
I would hope they did.
Than before.
I think roommates hook up
for 6 months.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Right.
I think roommates hook up in general. I think this is a thing. I think you get to know someone. Maybe if they're really nice, they're funny. You get to know their personality. You're already living with them. You feel comfortable. You have too much tequila and pow.
Right.
Right.
And then you pow.
And then you pow. And then you get to the pow.
I think you go find. You go to the apartment finder. You put a down payment down. You know, earnest money down. And you know, what's that? $100 to hold it for a week or something,
there
or a couple
go.
Of nights. And then you go back to this person. You say, look, you want to hook up? Let's do this. If it works out, I'm going to lose that $100. You owe me $100.
There you go.
Okay?
Oh,
we
okay.
stay together. We stay in the. If it
wow.
doesn't, though,
well,
I'm
but
out.
How? Well, how, well first
really
of all,
thought this out.
Well, wait. I know, right, Todd? So, but here's the problem. Here's a 7-9 Coast. If you want to chime in on this, maybe you have some experience.
He's like, there's an apartment on Spring Street right
yeah,
now.
I know, right.
He's like, the one
yeah,
bedroom.
Let me go to my Craigslist bookmark.
Off street parking.
Yeah.
Very important.
Well, that's the thing. Like, the other part right now is like, let's say you do hook up with your roommate and it goes south.
Yeah.
Then you want to find a new place. Right now, finding an apartment is not easy.
Yeah. You
like,
need
the
to make
rental
sure...
market is super tight.
Yeah. You need to make sure the market's good before you come out with your feelings, which you're not going to, because it's going to be on a night where you're not, where you're intoxicated.
This message, I don't know whether it's like, I just think he or she is hot,
mm-hmm.
or if it's like, I have feelings.
Mm.
If they say crush, you're interested in them beyond just.
Yeah. And if
right?
you're living
if
with
crush,
the person, yeah. you get to know them pretty well. You know, their families maybe even, you know, so
totally.
there's a lot more there.
Yeah. I'm going in. They want a relationship, not just, you know,
yeah.
relations.
Well, and well, but it could, who knows? I mean, it could be the beginning of something great. If you already know you're compatible
totally.
Living together.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and you already
yeah.
know each other's, you know, deepest, darkest secrets about, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'd right. never move I mean, in if, with a guy because I'm most likely he'd end up falling in love with me. And then what am I going to do? I, you know, sorry.
Don't they all? Everyone just falls for Kelly. It's quite
but
a
lot
problem.
A lot of the barriers are already like broken
totally.
Down. I mean, like. You're sharing a bathroom. I mean, what? Come on.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
you share a bathroom with somebody, like, I mean, barriers are down.
Yep.
Right. True.
You know, like, you walk in after, you know, number two. Like, you know,
right.
it just happens.
That's
right.
true.
And you can't deny that that just happened.
No.
Right.
No,
can't.
It's there.
Yeah.
It's in the
I
air.
I don't know.
It's what was that?
I don't know. Some stinky bird just flew by the window.
Yeah, like if you're sick and you're homesick, your roommate's there. Come on,
you're disgusting.
This has to,
snotty
yeah.
nose,
yeah, this
right.
has
blowing
to
it all over the place, tissues everywhere.
Yeah,
you know,
it's hot. Yeah, that's hot. It's,
yeah.
And somehow
did
you still find
fart?
The person attractive.
Yeah.
Good morning. Who's this?
Sarah.
Sarah. Okay. Should the person who has the crush on the roommate go for it?
Well, the funny story: my fiance and I actually met on Craigslist. He was looking for a roommate. I've never met him before. I moved in, and then, like, one drunk night, like Kelly said.
Right.
All right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've been together for, like, almost 5-6 years now, so.
Wow.
I think that's
now,
awesome. I think it's very likely that it would end up like that.
Now, let me ask you this. So
yeah.
you end up coming home. You had some drinks. You hook up. The next day, you say, you know what? Let's spend some time together. And then eventually, you end up in a relationship. Did you ever... You never moved out, right? So you started your relationship living together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, and that's...
We didn't even know each other before even living together.
Wow.
We just, yeah, so...
Yeah.
Was it weird the next morning?
No, not really.
Not at
no,
all.
Okay, so...
Wow.
See,
wow.
maybe it's a... I don't know. There's something to be said about knowing all the... All
did
the...
you guys go into your own rooms afterward? Like, or did you just...
No, we're both really drunk that night, so no.
Just
we just fell. We actually slept on the floor.
Yeah, good call.
Wow. And now, so does he have any, like, living habits that still drive you crazy, or are you guys, like, super crazy compatible?
Nothing drives me crazy. I'm sure I drive him crazy. He does a lot more of the cleaning than I do.
He does more of the cleaning? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that drain.
Yeah. Oh, the hair drain.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Sarah.
Awesome. Yeah.
See, there you go.
It's a happy story.
So there, telling you.
Let's end it there. We're not necessarily endorsing it if it goes south.
You don't want to dig in it anymore?
No, I like the idea of ending on a happy note.
I really think this is a great thing.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
That could be the new, and who knows? It could be a dating show. Forget The Bachelor.
Roommates.
Oh. Roommates.
Take it back.
Delete that from the podcast. That's our idea.
Yeah.
It's our idea. Like, it opens up. He's in the bathroom. Pulling hair out of the drain. He's like, how is she not bald? I'm already on one knee. Maybe I'll propose. Next week on Roommates.